Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 21st of February 2025. Today's topic is Herod's Humiliation. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 12, verses 20 through 24. Verse 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and, having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a god, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and gave up the ghost. Verse 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 12, verses 21 and 22. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Thrown up and down, the truth must always prevail in all situations of life. Records of humiliation in the Bible and in contemporary times reveal that humiliation of a number of people is always preceded by pride. Pharaoh, Goliath, Haman, and the rich fool were all ruined by pride. Overestimation of one's worth, disdainful behavior, and arrogance are traits of the proud. Herod's pride began to gather momentum when he killed James, the brother of John, without any resistance. As an absolute king, he decided to kill Peter too. But God stopped him as the church prayed. The text for meditation shows how King Herod was humbled and humiliated. Filled with pride, he equated himself with God. Right there on his throne before his subjects, he was eaten by worms. What a terrible humiliation! God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Some children are proud because of their rich background or God-given abilities. If you are in that category, pray out pride from your life. Pride goes before destruction. Pray for grace to be humble before God and man. Quote for the day. He equated himself with God. The challenge for today is: humility leads to exaltation, but pride brings disgrace. Prayer. Grant me more grace to be humble, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.